312-981-7200, the phone number. Justin Kaufman with you here on 720 WGN. Greg Flam is in the building, F2 Page Picker. It's time for the swap meet, where we take calls and texts, your favorite memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. We'll evaluate it. That's what Greg does, and he is in studio. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be here. Thanks.
This is a segment we've been doing for a while now, so 312-981-7200. You know how it goes, and the best brag tonight is going to win you a prize. So get on the line now and text. Greg, great to have you back and in the land of the living.
Yeah, it seems like it was only an allergy thing, so thank God for that.
Oh, so really, you're just calling in sick. You're
yeah, you know.
playing hooky last week. Last week, no. There was no swap meet because Greg was sick.
Right.
He faked it.
I'm sorry, everyone.
I was talking it up like you were, like it was Ferris Bueller. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if Greg's going to make it.
Yeah. That's going to be a rough one tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Should be pretty close.
Ferris and Blues Brothers. All right. So Greg brings in some stuff. How is the week? I mean, how is January? Is January a tough time because people are all...
Yeah, there's still enough estate sales, but I have so much back stock that I haven't really gone out too much, you know, the last couple of months. I try to stay in more and list more of the items that I, you know, accumulated over the summer and the fall. So I'm having fun doing that. It's almost like picking yourself. You know, like,
yeah, right.
I have piles of stuff, so it's good to kind of dig through that and see, oh, yeah, I remember buying that a year ago. So
when you have – I had a couple questions before to get to the stuff that's in studio.
Yep.
The number one story of the week is Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant, of course, you know, dies. There's been so much talk about all of his memorabilia.
Yeah.
Because he is, of course, a legend on the court. Do you see a spike when it comes to eBay? When someone dies tragically like this, do you see his memorabilia go skyrocket?
Yeah, it's a touchy subject, but there is a spike and more on the supply and demand, like rare items, autographed items. I heard the other day there was a rookie card signed. They're asking like $1 million for it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it happens, you know. Yeah, I normally don't participate in stuff, you know, when it's a tragedy.
Obviously, it's a tragedy, it's morbid, but it is interesting to see how the eBay community reacts, because I would think everybody puts their Kobe Bryant memorabilia or their collectible stuff on.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing, that's for sure. I mean, people look for it right away. If someone passes, they're looking to buy items. You know, I have listed in the past, like when Larry Lujack passed, I listed a lot of my Animal Stories records and items like that. But, you know, you just try to be fair. You know, don't gouge people. You know, try to make it a fair price, you know. So
in the case of such a legend and who has signed and had come up in this age where memorabilia is different than it was, say, in the 50s and 60s, mm-hmm. because of the way that the world has reacted to Kobe Bryant's death, mm-hmm. and you see all what an amazing tribute at the Staples Center. It looks like something right out of, like I was taking my earlier, like John Lennon. Does that mean that you're going to see Kobe Bryant memorabilia stay on the market on much longer? Is there going to just be a market for Kobe Bryant stuff for years to come?
Yeah, I would think so, because you know, I'm still saying, like, when Prince passed, it's still, and then now they have the tribute concert coming up, so that's going to be another spike for that. You know, even the Willis Tower has the colors up tonight, you know, driving in Kobe Bryant Lakers colors. So yeah, it's going to be there for quite a while. Hmm. I would think another, you know, easily a year, you know, that's going to...
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about something else that's in the news today. I didn't even know this was still a company, but Atari, mm-hmm. Or at least there are Atari-themed hotels that are coming online.
Yeah,
one that is
fun.
Planned for Chicago, an idea to theme a whole hotel experience mm-hmm. after Atari.
Right.
Atari is an area of your expertise. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Is this good for business when it comes to reselling Atari?
I would think so.
It's going to be a hotel?
Yeah, I mean, anytime it's in the news, I think there's a little bit of a spike. If anything's in the news, we'll talk about some of the items I brought today. But yeah, Atari usually does fairly well anyway. And then when there's something in the news, it's just going to spike, you know. But the concept sounds really cool. I hope they make it one price and you can play unlimited games. I hope that's what they're doing instead of having a pocket full of quarters and you're working.
Right. Well, I'm hoping to get the Frogger room.
Right.
That would be a good room.
I'm more a centipede guy. So.
Centipede room.
Or Qbert.
Yeah, right. A Qbert room.
Right.
Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, also on YouTube and Instagram. We're talking about memorabilia, and of course, we're here to evaluate your collectibles, your junk, mm-hmm. whatever you got. give us a call, and Greg will tell you what it's worth. 312-981-7200. You bring stuff in for us to look at, stuff that you've collected. What do you got today?
So the Oscar Mayer Mobile was in the news recently for getting a ticket for, I guess, going too slow. And, of course, John Williams had all the puns and jokes earlier this afternoon. I thought that was interesting. So I listed, you know, I had probably 8 or 9 Oscar Wienermobile items.
It was in the news because it got a ticket.
Yeah, right, it got a ticket, yeah. I forget which state it was. Someone might text that in for us. But, yeah, I listed 8 or 9 things, and 2 of them already sold today. I had a couple plush Wienermobile items, and they already sold. So I brought in a Wienermobile car. This isn't the vintage one. This is the made in China, probably 19, late 80s or early 90s.
It's the Wienermobile, but yeah, a toy.
But it's a bank as well.
Oh, and it's
then,
a bank.
Then, of course, there's the common whistles. These are very common. But these still get about $8 to $10 just for the whistle.
It's a whistle?
Yeah, it's a whistle. You blow through that end, and there's the whole, you know.
I know you're sick, but give it a ring.
Okay.
Shh.
So there. Anyway,
it's radio, right?
Yeah, you know. And the vehicle, if you have the 1950s or 60s in the box still, those are like $200.
Wow.
So
are you kidding
cool.
me? Wow.
This one's just $20 because it's more of a repro. But yeah, so I brought that, and then my favorite thing, I kind of hesitant to sell, but it was recently in the news as well for an anniversary, was the PBS show, children's show Zoom, which I was a big fan of. You know, I'm in my 50s, so I grew up on that, and back in the day when there's only like 7 or 8 TV channels, this, you know, PBS was a big thing. You know, Electric Company, Zoom, Sesame Street,
yeah,
of course,
all of them, right?
You know, yeah, so it was great. So, and the big joke is like, who did you have your crush? Who was, you know, your crush? And I text or I hashtagged finally over my crush on Nina. So, but I brought the poster. Like, I have 2 records. One came with this huge poster. And this is the record here. But then there's another record.
So there's
Playground.
An original album of songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Come On and Zoom.
Yep.
And then a huge poster. Which
yeah,
you
like
have
36
to...
by 24, and none on eBay right now. So
I was gonna say, is Zoom and any of the old children's shows from PBS, are those a hot item on eBay?
Yeah, Zoom for sure. Some of the Electric Company items can do well. Obviously, Sesame Street, you know, depending what it is and how rare it is. But this, it seemed like I think they had a run on the Zoom items because there was a, you know, it was in the news a couple weeks ago for an anniversary. And then they did do a like a new show of it in 97, I believe, for about a year or two.
Yeah, right.
So that, you know, kind of spiked a little bit. So,
well,
you know,
it's good to see a little into your soul. That's your hashtag.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know,
from Zoom.
Well, lay down on the couch and examine my childhood here between the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and Zoom.
Zoom.
I was going to bring in my Flex records, but I'll bring those in maybe next week. I got Banana Splits. I got Michael Jackson.
Them all.
You cut them
great.
Out of the back of the cereal boxes. That's really my passion, our Flex records.
312-981-7200, the phone number. If you got something for Greg to evaluate, let's start with Rich. Rich is on the line. Rich, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Rich, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
This is an old, old chemistry set out of the mid to late 50s.
Okay.
Not much of the stuff is left in it, but it actually came with, I think it was probably a chunk of uranium and a Geiger counter.
Okay. I've heard of those.
And sure.
And a couple certificates that you could send in and get more radioactive material if you wanted it.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
Do you happen to have any brand or any markings from it?
No, I'm driving a truck now, so it's not in front of me.
No,
I thought of it when you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some searching during the break, and I'll try to get some.
But old chemistry sets, obviously, they get your attention, but they have to be somewhat complete, or how does it work?
Well, especially he was talking about uranium, and the certificates and stuff like that can determine value. Some of the old microscope kits as well, you know, can do well.
The kits. The certificates are still there, but I'm pretty sure the uranium's not there.
Of course, yeah.
You sold that to the Libyans.
Right.
No, I didn't.
Right.
That's a little Back to the Future joke.
Yeah,
I know. I know, but you never know if the people in the black helicopters are listening to
us. We got one. Right. He's in the truck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thanks,
Rich. Hard to get a price without
it.
Different ones, you know, that were out. So,
all right, Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. We got some texts. We got some calls. Davey's on the line. Or, I'm sorry, Corey's on the line. Let me take this quick break, Corey, and we'll come back. We'll start with you. 312-981-7200. It's a swap meet. Stay with us. 720 WGN, Justin Kaufman with you. It's the swap meet right now with Greg Flam, who you can find on social media at DuPage Picker. That's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok,
Instagram, all that, yeah.
All that, right. All right, let's get to some callers and some texts who have some memorabilia and collectibles they want to brag about. Let's start with Corey, as promised. Corey, what do you want to brag about?
Hey, guys, I don't know if I want to if it's something to brag about, but I have Davy Jones's original driver's license from the time he was in the Monkees.
Wow. What, like the real driver's license?
Yeah, real driver's license. His daughters had an estate sale after he passed. Wow. And I was able to pick it up along with the billfold that he brought over from England. So it's it was issued in 65 in California and expired on his birthday in 67. So it was right in the prime time when the Monkees were
wild. That's an awesome piece of memorabilia, man.
So I have no idea if something like that, you know, appreciates. I mean, I would assume it does, but probably not too much. But I've got all kinds of weird stuff, but that's just one of them.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're definitely in the lead for a prize. That's
right.
Amazing.
I won't be able to put a price on that for sure. But
do you see that kind of stuff? Do you see driver's license and stuff that was owned by celebrities?
Yeah, I've seen it on eBay. I don't come across it too often myself, but that's such a unique, like, one-off type item. So it's definitely an auction type item, and you might even want to look into an auction house maybe and see if they want to take it and you know.
Yeah,
really,
what an interesting one.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really neat.
I like that.
I don't know. I'd have to say it's in the $200 to $300 item to start and go from there with an auction.
I just love that he said an estate sale. Like, yeah. I will take the driver's license. I like it, Corey. Good job.
Yep.
All right, 219's got a, I don't know what you call this, a poster or a placemat of Meet the Lincoln Mercury Sports Panel and the 1971 Lincoln and Mercury Automobiles. And in it, it's a bunch of local car dealers who have signatures next to their name, and then the fancy cars that are part of the fleet from 1971. It's a car poster. What do we think of those? Because those will go for money. You've sold a couple of those before.
Yeah, that I saw the picture that they sent in. It's got probably, what, a dozen cars on there, and I don't know how big that is size-wise, but if it's just like a 14 by 11 sheet, you know, I have to say it's probably in the $40 range to start. It mm-hmm. might go higher than that. If it's larger, then it's more money as well. So,
people go crazy for just posters of cars?
Yeah, for sure, especially, you know, pre, like, 80s. You know, I had a Lincoln Mercury poster in here about a month ago, and I ended up selling that for $175. So,
what about a 1984 Dodge Colt?
Dodge Colt?
Is that a poster of a Dodge Colt?
Yeah.
Not going for much?
Yeah, not much. Mm-hmm. Probably 25 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is a great one. 347 says, I got that fridge poster. This is the poster. Keep plenty of Coke in the refrigerator with the fridge,
the
can of Coke. In uniform, that's a classic 85.
Yeah, I don't see that one too much. I see other, William Perry refrigerator posters, but not that one. So,
well, that's a classic, right?
Yeah, it is. And I'd say it's probably $60 to $75.
Yeah. Isn't there an accompanying commercial for that one? Isn't there one where he's like, he can't keep enough fridge in the Coke in the fridge? Like, he says that line. I feel like there's like a moment.
There probably was, yeah.
Because he was McDonald's, he was Coca-Cola,
yeah,
he was all that kind of stuff.
He was all over, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope he saved his money. Yeah. All right, let's keep going. I have a 1989 Batman custom coupe, complete with Bruce Wayne while he's wearing the purple shirt. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's just a dress, obviously. I wasn't able to find with the Bruce Wayne, you know, with the purple mm-hmm. shirt. The vehicle itself is sold for $50 just with no extra parts or anything and no
what is it,
figure.
The toy? It's like
yeah, it's just a toy Batmobile, not the action figure that he's speaking of with the purple shirt.
So. And an extra $3.99 on top of that.
If you have it in the box, it could be $200-$300, you know, if you have it brand new.
708 says, okay, solid state devices just about spelled the end of electrical tubes. But I've heard there's a secondary market for tubes.
There is.
Should I remove them from the equipment I have that no longer works, or is it not worth it?
I've sold tubes before, and I don't even bother taking them out. I just sell the item as is. I just try to, you know, open up the back and get a model number off the tube, and then you can look it up to see if it is worthwhile. The problem with tubes are if they're not tested, you know, you're going from worthless to $300, you know, so you... It really helps to have them tested. You could take it to, there's a place in Woodridge that I go to called Deltronics, and they'll test it for you. They might charge you 10 or 20 bucks.
Can I be the Gen Xer in the room that didn't pay attention? What do you mean by electrical tubes?
Yeah, it's like a vacuum tube. It looks like almost like a light bulb, you know. Generally, the bigger, the better. But yeah, he was right. We went from tubes to solid state. As far as electronics and radios. But
so it's for radios, it's for stereos?
Yeah, for amplifiers, vintage. You know, you usually see the tubes like in a Grundig radio, you know, kind of your grandfather's radio, you know, and some of those tubes are, you know, $300. So
wow.
Just the tube itself. So, jeez. Yeah.
I can go take a look at that. 312-981-7200. Come over here. I want to show you the text because I got a great poster. Hibernation. Now, this is a poster of the Bears. You don't see this one this often, Greg. Take a look at this. This is the Bears, 85 Bears, it looks like. So that's a Neil Anderson there. And they are, that looks like a Ron Rivera, which is hilarious. And they are in a zoo setting with a grizzly bear. And they have their shirts off. And it's called hibernation, and they give the definition, but it's like the bears are part of the zoo at Lincoln Park Zoo.
The size of his finger, it looks like a two-page.
Oh, there you go.
Like centerfold.
Yeah. This is awesome. I've never seen this one. So, yeah, it looks like it's Ron Rivera. It might be a Dave Duerson, a Neil Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a Tom Thayer in the back there. That's hilarious.
I have not seen that one.
And they're all surrounded by a grizzly bear. It's a poster. It's called Hibernation, the idea being there at the zoo in the grizzly bear display or whatever you call exhibit, and I've never seen that one. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying to look.
You've got
it up
a lot
right
of
now.
Different 80s, 85, 86, 87 Bears posters, but this is one we haven't seen before, and I love it.
I'll keep an eye out for that one.
Have you seen it? I mean, it's called Hibernation,
mm-hmm. The
art of hibernation, and they give like a kind of a nature exhibit explanation. Now, in the background, it's a Channel 2. It says Channel 2, so it looks like it's a Channel 2 promotion, maybe?
Yeah, and the size looks like it's like a centerfold for a magazine. It doesn't look like a large poster, per se.
So maybe it was an ad for Channel 2.
Mm-hmm. But how rare that is, I'd have to say it's probably in the $35 range to start. Yeah, I'd definitely do an auction on it if you do sell it.
I don't have any expertise in this, but I would say at least $10,000 for this.
All right, $1 million.
Greg might give you $35 for it or think it's worth $35, but I think this is the best thing I've ever seen.
It is pretty cool.
Just for the shirtless Ron Rivera, who's now the coach of the Redskins, that's hilarious. Because you're like, I'd love to show up at a press conference and be like, could you sign this, Mr. Rivera, Coach Rivera? And then also a shirtless Tom Thayer.
Right.
This is a really stupid poster. I like it. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg Flamm is here. 312-981-7200. We've got some great texts that are coming in, some calls as well. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back for the second half of the swap meet. As Mary says, this is such a nice thing that she says here. She says, I love hearing the... Where did it go? I love... Every time I hear the familiar strains of the Antique Roadshow theme song that we play at the top, it lifts my spirits, anticipating the Flam Jam.
That's awesome.
Never heard the Flam Jam. Mary, that's good. I think you've just given him a new show title. Let's get rid of Swap Meet. The Flam Jam.
I've been called the Flam Man before, but not Flam Jam.
Flam Jam.
Yeah.
It's time.
I'll take it.
Coming up the second half of the Flam Jam. Stay with us. 312-981-7200. The phone number, it is the Swap Meet. Here on 720 WGN, Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. He is a picker who can evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, and your junk. You can decide whether or not today's the day you throw it out or whether or not you're rich based on.
Right.
Corey is leading the pack in terms of the best item tonight.
Yeah,
Davy Jones's driver's license. So specific.
The real
That's
deal,
so
yep.
But the second half has just started of the swap meet. We like to call the Flam Jam as well. let's go to June, who's standing by on the line. Mary. June, what do you want to brag about, June?
Hi. Actually, it's not mine. It's my mom's, but it was her grandmother's, and it's an original Singer sewing machine.
Oh, yeah. Those are big.
Okay.
Really?
And you have no idea, like, what year or what decade it might be?
It's well over 100 years old, and I was thinking of just donating it to, like, a museum.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to do if you want to do that. I mean, if you're trying to sell it in my business. You know, some are 60, some are 300, some are, you know, I'm seeing some 1920. If you got all the accessories, like $2,000 with all the accessories.
Yeah.
But just a machine, even just a machine, $1,700 for like a 1930. Hmm. So,
it's older than that, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to send me a picture through Facebook, I can check it out and maybe identify it further.
Have you ever used it? Does it work?
I've never used it, no.
I wouldn't even know,
I wouldn't even know, yeah.
What I've noticed, some of those old, they built them to last. So, I mean, chances are it still works. I mean, because almost every one that I found that I have sold, it works, you know, because they just
made them to last. Yeah, and it's so heavy that we had to get piano movers to move it up in our attic. Wow. So, I mean, it's ancient.
Yeah, I guarantee... If it were me, June, in the first 5 minutes of getting that thing to work, I'd cut my hand.
Yeah.
Like, I just tell you, those things and I do not get along, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Yeah, you're not supposed to put your hand underneath it, right?
Right.
That's why it makes thimbles, right?
Right. June, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's thanks awesome. A lot.
Let's go to Doc. Doc, what do you want to brag about, Doc?
Hey, I used to collect Superman stuff, and I got rid of most of it. But I have 100 used Superman T-shirts. Okay. Most of them were purchased from, I would say, around 85 to 2000.
You're going to have to explain that to me. Used T-shirts. So
correct.
Where are you finding used Superman T-shirts?
He wore them.
They were all purchased new.
Yeah. Oh,
they used
you
to be
wore them.
Exclusively what I wore.
But you I had 100 Superman shirts?
Yes.
I'm so intrigued, man. I have like 10 shirts in rotation, and they're all kind of Old Navy blue. How did you wear a hundred Superman T-shirts?
Well, some of the ones that were my favorite are a lot more used than some of the others. Eventually, I got around to wearing them all, and then I have a few of nicer things like silk style Hawaiian Superman shirts jogging suits, and I used to have 25 Superman ties.
Wow.
I did like 500 to 900 a week for about 6 months on eBay getting rid of
what was the obsession with Superman? What was it about Superman that drew you to getting all this stuff?
From 85 to 87, I spent 3 years as a professional mystery shopper, and I drove all over the United States shopping Kentucky Fried Chickens. I used to buy chicken 300 times a month,
and
I had to go to Metropolis, Illinois. And I bought some Superman stuff. And anytime I had on something Superman related, little kids would go, "Hey, mommy, it's Superman." And then people started buying me Superman stuff, and I started collecting it I went around the country.
And they collect
And I bought a lot of limited edition art. I had stuff from every decade but the 30s. You know, I had stuff from the 40s, 50s, lunchboxes, puzzles.
I love following the Doc rabbit hole. Because now I'm off of the Superman, and I'm like, get back to the mystery shop. So you're going to KFCs around the country for quality control? Like, you're hired by KFC to go in there and eat their chicken and see which ones aren't up to snuff?
We were secret shoppers. You always ordered food to go. Because I've done as many as 45 of them in a day.
Oh, wow. Man.
In a place like Detroit, or I'm from Kansas City. I could shop all 35 of them in Kansas City in one day.
Wow.
But you're looking for certain service things while you're in there, cleanliness things, always ordered food to go, record the temperatures of the product, look at things like the chop size on the coleslaw, the dressing, were the mashed potatoes too thick, too thin.
Wow.
The corporation dreamed up the program and then let private shopping services compete to provide this service to franchisees.
Nice. Was one of the categories?
Years, I drove 300,000 miles.
That's unbelievable.
Around the United States.
Wow.
Was one of the categories how sassy the cashier was?
Well, not sassy, but boy, you had to be really careful in how you describe people because you couldn't accidentally describe the owner's wife as overweight Or I remember when I used to go to Long Island, if you went in there on Saturday or Sunday morning, half the girls would have hickeys. Couldn't mention that, you know.
There's your title for the web. There,
all right,
Pete.
back to the swap meet.
Superman shirts. I'm thinking, I could make pillows. I could sew the collar and the sleeves.
Right, people are doing that, repurposing. Right. But just a t-shirt alone, you'll do fine. I don't think you'll have to put for repurposing. But they're like $75 to $150, even upwards of
per shirt.
Yeah, for like a 1992 Superman, it's still going for like $50 to $60. So.
Wow.
Did you group them in groups of five and put them on eBay, or
only if they're the lower end, like $20 or $30 ones? Then you can lot them together. But I would probably do individually. I think be your best bet.
Especially
I know it's time
ones,
consuming,
right?
But yeah, I think it would be worth it to price each one and kind of see what you got.
Wow. Doc, it has been a pleasure.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the call, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
What a life.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why the swap meet is gold, man.
Yeah, I mean, I did 6 years McDonald's management, so I know those secret shoppers.
You know them?
I mean, I don't know them personally, but I know they came in.
So you could tell when someone's coming in? Doc would come in and be like, let me get number three.
And he said he always got it to go, and we would have them both in drive-thru or in the lobby, and they grade you on all different things.
Did they come back and grade you right then, or did they just find out?
Yeah, well, sometimes they would grade you like in the parking lot and then come in a half an hour later and talk to you about it and show you what you did and what you didn't do, and then they report that to your boss, and it's a fun time.
When I worked at the grocery store Omni on Route 31 in McHenry, don't look for it. It's no longer there.
I used to live near one.
The only thing they had, which was close, was Mr. Dominic himself would come through there and check it out. That was one. And the two was they had the security guys, and they kind of be off, or they wouldn't be in uniform. And so when they were maybe checking out a shoplifter, which usually would be, they would get in line with a loaf of bread, pretend they were shopping.
Right.
So you'd know them as the cashier because you're like, oh, hey, there's Greg. And you want to say hi, but you're like, oh, yeah, right. I can't. They'd be pretending they have like a jar of peanut butter, like, I'm just shopping.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Everybody in the line knew it was up.
I've seen that at Target. They come out of the back room and they just like grab some stuff off the shelf and throw it in their basket, and then they're following the person.
So, all right.
I see you.
All right. 705 says, in the 70s, Elton John was recording in Toronto. He came north to our town, Stouffville, to watch a hockey game. I sat beside him, and I got his autograph. Stupid me, I gave it to a girl. What would it be worth today? Thanks.
Just the autograph, like on a piece of paper, can still go for like $150. I do see some Elton John signatures that went for $200, $300. It all kind of would depend what he signed. If he signed an album or if he signed a hockey stick, that would be awesome, or a hockey puck even. That would be awesome. That could be maybe $400, $500.
He's not going to have
a piece of paper.
Elton John LP on him.
Well, right. But, you're at the hockey game. Maybe he could sign the program or something, that he had there. That would have, been a little bit better than just a piece of paper, signed.
Right.
But he did give it to his ex-girlfriend or a girlfriend.
To a girl.
Yeah.
This makes it seem random. He's like, look what I got. I got this autograph. Would you like this autograph?
But that's what we talk about. Stuff you get at a game hardly makes it home.
Hardly
makes it home.
Rarely is it intercepted by a girl.
That is different. Yeah, that is a different scenario.
I remember this story that one time I won an award, right? And I was dating a girl who was, it was a food award. It was a James Beard Award.
Okay.
And she had said to me, she was a chef. She was at Kendall College. And I go, yeah, I won a James Beard. She's like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yes, I did. And I pulled it out. I'm like, here it is. She's like, can I borrow this?
I'm
like, go ahead. Why not?
Yeah.
Like a total idiot. I was 21 years old. In the process of her borrowing it, we break up. So now it's like a Larry David. It's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm where I'm like, oh, it was really sad. I'm really sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that back.
Yeah.
She finally came back with it, like coming back with her CDs.
Right. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like,
she got some barbecue sauce on the the ribbon.
Nice.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
So I'm with you, 779.
That's a tough
one. All right, 708. How much are the old Lionel train sets worth? You hear this one a lot. Train sets kind of go
for all over the board. You need, you need
like on the high end. Let's say they're perfect. Let's say it's perfect.
Yeah, if you got the whole set. I mean, they do go for thousands. You know, just single cars can go for that, depending which car it is, condition, which set it belonged to, what if there's like a advertising or if it's a, like a coal company marking on it or something, you know.
Man, I would love to do that. I would love to do like a full-on train set with the little trees and the fake, you know, little post office.
I think if you went the room during the holidays, if you just went to some of the stores that do set that up, you would get that out of your system right away. You get to see it, enjoy it, and then leave it, because setting it up and tearing it down is not fun.
I don't have the room in my Chicago townhome. I don't have the time or patience either. So it's two other.
And I think they do a monthly train show in Schaumburg at one of
them. Oh,
they do? Yeah, so you can go there and enjoy it and leave it.
All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you want to brag about, Bill?
Not really brag. I'd like to know, does he have some place recommend where I could take it or bring it to him? I've got a bunch of jewelry that belonged to my wife, passed away about 3 years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And a lot of it, there's diamonds and gold rings and gold jewelry and emeralds and rubies and sapphires and
stuff
like that. And where
it's
would I,
definitely out of my wheelhouse. Yeah. I would look, you know, just into like a gold and silver, you know, place that can evaluate that for you. It's out of my wheelhouse.
Are those places like that that will do that?
You can Google, you know, gold people who buy gold and silver, you know, have them evaluate it. Chances are, what I try to advise is, you know, the first time you go in there, don't sell it. Just get the information. And if you think you have something really high end, you might want to have someone with you, you know, a lawyer or somebody who, you know.
Yeah,
you know, can help you out with that. Yeah, protect you.
Yeah, good luck, Bill.
Okay, thank
you. Sorry for your loss. Thanks for the call. All right, so let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. All right, let's see. We did the train sets. What about some old denim jeans from the 60s and the 70s? I got about 10 pairs of Levi's, says 630.
Yeah,
I think they were my mom's and my uncle's just hanging in garment bags in the attic.
Yeah, big money in jeans. I don't come across them myself too much as far as the $1,000 pair or anything like that, but I know they sell for thousands. I mean, we had Joy in here,
right.
We had Joy Williams. She talked about it. She's an expert in that. So if you want to message me, I can pass you on to her or her group that, you know, discusses jeans.
Denim, yeah.
But yeah, I think recently a guy sold a pair or a jean jacket, I think, for like $4,000, and he hand delivered it to Japan. I think he brought it to Japan.
He's
to
like, yeah, the I transaction. Got the money, right?
Yep.
You can find Greg at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. Greg Flam joins us every Wednesday for the swap meet. 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break here. We'll come back. I got a ton of texts and some people on the line as well. We'll get to all that here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. 312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman with you for a couple more minutes with Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram and TikTok and all the places. Friendster. Greg is here every Wednesday night to do the swap meet where we evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, and of course, your junk. Mm-hmm. Let's go to George, who's standing by. George, what do you want to brag about?
Yeah, my sister has a Wayne Gretzky stick that he played against the Florida Panthers many years ago, obviously, and probably one of his last games. Signed, autographed, the stick that he actually played with on the ice. What do you think that's worth?
What do you think that's worth? That stuff is what Greg has told me as he looks it up, what he's told me in the past, is a lot of that stuff, because most of the major sports stars of our time, they do that all the time. I mean, they're always signing everything they played with and what they're now. You see how the basketball players exchange jerseys and sign them. That dilutes it a little bit. But Wayne Gretzky in his last tour, I would think that still might be former sports stars. What do you think?
Yeah, the signed stick can still get, it looks like, $1,300 to $2,000. Yeah,
so. I'm completely wrong, George.
No, and $2,000. It's normally true, but Gretzky, for some reason, his stuff's still holding pretty good value.
It's awesome, man.
That is hanging up in my nephew's room. Just sitting there.
That sounds like a Impossible mission. You got to go in there with the, you know, and avoid the alarms.
Yeah, personally, I'm not so sure I would hold. I mean, if you're looking to get the most money, I think your window is probably now, I would think. You know,
it's not me. It's my sister, and he's a baseball player. So, again, they don't even know. I'm up here in the Midwest. They're down there in Florida.
All right.
They don't even have a clue what they have.
Nice. Yeah, some people are like
you
that.
You can download the MP3 and then send it to them and be like, hey,
yep.
You know, that's your gift from me to you, family. No Christmas presents for the next 5 years. I got you covered.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, George.
Oh, my God. Thanks very much. Calling. Bye.
That's so true. All right, let's keep going here. We did the denim jeans. I got two sterling candlestick holders that given to me by my grandparents on our wedding day. We don't really do too much candlestick holder stuff.
Not
Frank
really.
M. Smith Company.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, they all look the same, so yeah. To be honest, so I'd have to probably spend a little bit more time on that if you want
right,
to so text or email me that.
Yep. 224, so this is awesome, a Run TMC poster. If you remember Run TMC, that was Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin on the Golden State Warriors. This was right, this pre Latrell Sprewell, but yeah, 11 by 14 photograph, signed by all three. Run TMC, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, and Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin's got the classic 80s, 90s haircut, sitting there with his short shorts on.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing. I'm finding items on there, but I could not find a sign, so I don't know what to tell you as far as the autographs.
Those are good autographs, though. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of that team. That was a good team. That was a team that did nothing, but they were fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Classic 80s basketball stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. 773 says the monthly train show and swap meet is out in Wheaton. It's good.
Yeah, Wheaton has one, yeah.
920 is asking the question, I have a growing collection of vintage children's books going back 100 years with some great illustrations. What would be your suggestion if I wanted to see what their worth was to get them appraised? What do you do with those?
How many did they have?
They said, just said a growing collection.
Yeah, if it's like under 20, if you want to send me pictures, I'll be happy to look them up for you. If it's 50 to 100 books, then that's take a little bit more time.
What do you do in that case if you want to get those appraised?
I just find it easy enough to just look them up myself.
And just put them on eBay?
Yeah, and just do it that way, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good call. Let's go to Kathleen. Kathleen, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about?
My friend has one. I don't think your producer has any clue what I'm talking about. I hope you guys will. But it's an old bowling machine. It's a long... The pins go up.
Like an arcade game, yeah.
Yeah. What kind? It's a long thing. You slide the puck down and the pins up, and then they reset down.
Right.
Any clues? Yes.
Yeah.
Or how to...
Well, obviously, a lot of those, if they've just been sitting around for 10, 20 years, they'll need to be sometimes rewired, definitely cleaned. But if it's in working condition where you can just turn it on and it works, I think it's still in the $1,200 to $1,400 range. Mm. But you know, I've seen where I can get one that needs to be fixed for $200. Yeah. So conditions, everything.
Or Kathleen, you can turn it into a chaise lounge.
My guess is there's like a cloth over it and it's being used to like fold laundry.
I'm always thinking about you, thinking about new furniture options for your house.
Yeah,
you are the man. I'm telling you. Where would you go to get it fixed or to find out I think it works a little bit, but.
And where do you send that stuff? There's got to be like places online.
Yeah, just Google like arcade repair or video game repair, there's places out there that will fix it. Yeah, or pinball machine repair.
Ooh, pinball machine. Yeah, it's probably in the same family.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, thank
bye. 312-981-7200. People still jumping in here on the swap meet. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Got an autographed photo of Ernie Banks, black and white. Ernie Banks. Bob Surratt just played because it was an anniversary of his death.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right?
I was listening.
Yeah, so, I mean, a black and white photo autographed with a guy like Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub.
Yeah, I think his autograph still goes for about $150, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had calls before for Ernie.
Yeah, I would think that would still be worth money because people really want that kind of stuff, right? All right, this is an interesting one. I don't even know what to make of this one. All right, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I have a handwritten letter. There's a picture of it, too. 773 says, a handwritten letter from Henry Winkler to the bursar's office at Yale University, where he was making a payment on his financial aid. What's cool is that he mentioned that he took a job acting on a television show called Happy Days, where he plays a character named Fonzie.
Okay.
All right. I think I can read this for you. Ready?
All right.
It says, Henry Winkler again. Please find... $3,000, $2,900, can't say it. In money order form, that's for this, and this at Yale. If you are interested, I am doing a TV show starting in January at 8 p.m. on ABC called Happy Days. I play a character named Fonzie. Have a happy new year, and I look forward to next year's something. Regards, Henry. Yep. It's 1973. November 27th, 1973. That's funny.
Yeah. I
don't know where you...
Oddly, a letter... Know. I see a couple letters that have only sold for $30, but if they have like a signed poster of the Fonz or something, then you're talking more? $200-$300.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the letter's better.
You would think. I mean, that's got an awesome letter. Story, right?
I love it at the end. He's like, hey, and if you're interested, like it's right. Social media before social, he's promoting himself.
Right. And you could tell the way he's talking about it. It's pre or right when Happy Days was starting.
How cool is that, yep. Right? All right. I like that. Mm-hmm. 262 says they have a 1975 Evel Knievel stunt cycle.
Now we're talking.
In the box, unopened,
yep.
In brand new condition.
Right up my wheelhouse there. In the box, everything there, they're going for upwards of $900.
$900. Yeah,
so that's pretty cool. And Evel Knievel will sell fast. And, you know, usually within 5 to 10 days, I usually sell it. So there's just collectors out there for it.
That's amazing. So people want Evel Knievel.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
All right, 312-981-7200. Okay, so as we look at all the people who called in tonight, I still think that Corey...
Yeah, that was a good story.
Who told us... I also think Doc, and Doc had the Superman t-shirts, which is great, and then mm-hmm. told us about how he got into Superman, which led us to a different story about how he...
Rabbit hole. A wormhole.
Ordered a bunch of chicken from KFC.
Yeah, that was...
But awesome. I think we go with Corey, right? I think Corey is the best brag because he to be able to actually have a driver's license. It's not a poster. It's not a piece of memorabilia. It is actually
it's the
Davy
real
Jones.
One. It's not even like a repro one that's in a gift shop or something.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing that you have a celebrity's driver's license. Yeah, and it's weird enough to get your prize tonight here.
He had
the
wallet,
swap
too. Not only the license, but he had the wallet. So that's
I wonder if he tries to get into bars and he's like, yeah, here's my ID and it's Davy Jones. You're Davy Jones?
Right.
People wouldn't even remember, right?
Yeah, they won't.
Greg Flamm with us every Wednesday here on the 720 WGN and the Swap Meet. Great to have you back. I'm glad you're in full health.
Yep. It was fun. Always
good. Always good, man. I will see you next week. Yeah, all right. That's going to wrap up our show tonight. Okay. So tomorrow night is our big night. It is the final, the championship of our ultimate Chicago movie cage match. We've been doing this for a month and a half. We are able to get the 64 films. We did a bracket. 64 Chicago films to find the best Chicago movie of all time. And we are down to the final two. Can you believe it? And the final two are Ferris Bueller and the Blues Brothers. Those are the two that you chose. You chose online in the conversations, the texts, the calls. These are your two favorites. There is not a favorite here. I don't even know what the favorite is. It's so close. I just don't know. So tomorrow night... Patrick McDonald and Mario Smith will be here for the showdown between Ferris Bueller and the Blues Brothers. We'll do it at 8 o'clock, and I'll put up the poll that has all the numbers and all the ability to vote for this. I'll put it up on the WGN Facebook page tomorrow, and you can find it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. We'll trust us. We'll put it everywhere. But tomorrow, the big showdown, Ferris Bueller versus the Blues Brothers. I don't know. I feel like it's an even spread. It's a pick 'em. It's a pick 'em. So that's coming up tomorrow on the program. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about Jussie Smollett because I kind of got into that a little bit about what do we really know about this story a year after it's happened. People started to text me, and I feel like I didn't have enough time to actually get into it. So maybe we can do that tomorrow as well. Nick DiGilio coming up next here on 720 WGN. We're in tomorrow, and we're in on Friday, too. Adam Davidson will join us on Friday. Adam Davidson, the writer for The New Yorker, wrote a new book about the passion economy, how the economy and the rules of the economy are changing. And he has been one of the award-winning journalists covering the economy since the crash in 2008. He's the guy behind Planet Money. You might listen to that podcast and also their website. But yeah, he will be here in studio on Friday. All right, so all that's coming up here on 720 for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, the Ultimate Chicago Movie Cage Match Championship. Friday, we'll have Adam Davidson as we keep rolling along. Nick DiGilio up next after Vic Vaughn's newscast.